You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We're going to talk about an unintended or at least unexpected consequence of a $130 a barrel world. We're also talking about sustainability, radical proposals like free public transit. That's our takeaway question today. Would free public transit get you out of your car? What would get you out of your car? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Joining us here in the studio is Majora Carter, who is founder of Sustainable South Bronx. We'll talk about radical solutions to sustainability in communities like the South Bronx and all around the country in just a moment. But first, we have this for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Actually, we didn't change the names. Larry Finley is a detective who works out of Cold Spring, Kentucky.
There's no such thing as thrown away grease. It's all owned by someone, and that it's a valuable commodity, or they wouldn't be stealing it.
He's talking about grease. That's right, grease. Larry Finley is a grease detective on the trail of a rising wave of grease theft. People steal grease to use for fuel or to resell. In a time of high oil prices, grease for biodiesel fuel is hotter than ever. Chris Griffin is director of legal affairs for, you got it, Griffin Industries. It's an agribusiness that recycles used cooking oil. Chris, why would anyone want to steal your grease?
Well, much like Larry just said, you know, grease has a value, and really see it for two main uses. One, you've got the industry thief who will steal the grease and then turn around and sell it on the open market. He will either process the grease or sell it to a company that will process the grease. Then you have the other type of thief, which is generally your average citizen, somebody looking to use yellow grease as a feedstock for biodiesel in their home conversion kit.
And we're talking about, first of all, the rising price of biodiesel fuel and these kinds of oils that are your business. Tell me about the price rise there, and also tell me the tactics these thieves use.
Okay. When looking at the price increase, you know, we compete with corn, soybean, and some other food products. So as those prices increase, the price of yellow grease will also increase. And, you know, if anybody's been watching the news, you know what corn and soybean has done. So, yellow grease will move parallel with those prices in an upward increase. In terms of
Just in terms of the actual number, hasn't it tripled from a year ago? It was 21 cents a gallon for the grease, and now it's 66 cents a gallon?
We typically tend to work off the yellow grease market in Chicago based upon poundage. If you look at the average price for yellow grease in 2006, I want to say the average price was right around 13 cents a pound. I haven't checked this week, but I know last week yellow grease was sitting at 32 cents a pound.
Wow. So what are the tactics of thieves stealing grease?
Well, you've typically got two ways that they'll operate. They're going to, you know, steal the product during the daylight hours, or they're going to use the guise of nighttime. During the daytime, typically fraud. They will tell a restaurant owner or management employee at the restaurant, company like Griffin Industries subcontracted this work out to me. I'm here to service the grease container. Most legitimate companies like Griffin Industries and other industry players perform their service with marked vehicles and uniformed employees, so we do not subcontract that work out.
Well, Chris, Larry Finley, the detective we referred to a moment ago, he's actually your employee. And he sounds like quite a character. And, you know, we talked with him yesterday, and he described, I mean, this is really serious crime, and you have to use serious investigative techniques to actually bring these culprits in. Here, listen to this.
We had a person who we caught stealing, and he agreed to wear a wire. And he went in to the buyer and advised the buyer that all of the grease on his truck had been stolen from our company. And the buyer purchased it anyway, so they were able to make a case on two people there.
Wow. That's serious investigative techniques there, Chris.
Well, when you look at the amount of theft that a company like Griffin experiences on an annual basis, you know, it is serious business.
So what's going to happen here? Are restaurants going to have, like, security pens for their grease? Are there going to have to be sort of lock valves on the tanks outside the back? I mean, are we getting to a point where grease is going to be as valuable as any other agricultural commodity?
Well, you know, the issue has several different implications. You know, from a restaurant's perspective, if a thief is coming in and stealing the grease, they don't care about how they leave the condition of the premises. So with grease, you know it's slippery. I mean, and they will leave this behind on the ground. They'll spill it trying to steal as much as they can in a short amount of time.
With grease, you know it's slippery. Chris Griffin, thank you very much for joining us. He's the Director of Legal Affairs at Griffin Industries, an agribusiness that recycles oil and animal products.
All right, thank you.